Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Everybody, you heard Art Frith, the guy who produces all of our commercials. Man, he's just a jack of all trades for the show. The show wouldn't be where we are today without Art. He's the chief. And he just gave you a number, and I want you to take out pen and paper and write it down, because for the next half hour, until we bring up our next guest, Kathy Schadl, you're going to really want to hear what she has to say. Very interesting story up there from Canada. Ted Nugent's still coming up, by the way, too, in the third hour. Big, big, big interview. But anyway, 1-800-313-9443. That's the number here to get on with me, James Edwards, on the Political Cesspool Radio Program here on RBN. 1-800-313-9443. Over the course of the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about some contemporary issues. You know, this show has a very tough, tough charge. We're charged with a tough task, I guess I should say. But not only do we have to put into a common sense perspective all of the contemporary issues that we're facing, we have to do our best, do the best of our ability to infuse a little historical perspective, a little truth in history, as it were. And we did that during the first hour, at least focusing for a moment on Alexander Hamilton and the role he played in getting America to the sad shape of affairs that we're in now. I mean, when is the last time you think a history lesson was taught like that in school? Dr. Thomas DeLorenzo doing a great job, a big book on the market right now that we were promoting during the first hour, and you can find it everywhere, big Random House selection. So you don't get much bigger than that. And we're excited to be able to attract all of these great, brilliant PhDs to our program, like Dr. DeLorenzo and people like Ted Nugent and everyone in between. That's what we give you here on a nightly basis. But I'm going to be talking about a few things. I'm not going to bring up the first subject yet because we've only got a couple of minutes. But we're going to do it right after this next commercial break. And I'm going to be talking about a few things before we bring on our next guest. Our Jewish friends are opposing free speech in Canada. Can you believe it? Well, they are. I guess they're doing it everywhere, so Canada's no different. And, in fact, we're going to be talking about that with Kathy a little bit later. Canada's in a much worse, much more precarious position than even America is. And even here, you can't hardly talk about anything truthfully. We're going to be talking about what's going on up there in Canada. Is Christianity now considered to be hate? Well, if you believe a South Carolina county commissioner, it could be. We're going to be talking about that. Going to touch on a couple of issues pertaining to the culture war. Get this, eHarmony, which was a Christian matchmaking company, now they're doing homosexual matchmaking. Miss Texas Beauty Pageant was held at a gay bar and was hosted by a transvestite. That ought to be fun to talk about. I'll ask the rhetorical question, which came first, diversity or stupidity? And a police chief was forced to resign for fighting crime. You probably know where I'm going with that, but I'm going to give you that story a little bit later on tonight in between our second and third guests of the evening, both of which you're not going to want to miss. So write down that number, 1-800-313-9443. We're definitely going to want to hear from you once we get back down to business here after the next commercial break. And one more thing. I mentioned that the Christmas season's coming up. I don't guess I needed to remind anyone of that. But we're offering a very special offer to our listeners out there in Radio Land from coast to coast. If you donate $100 or more to the Political Cesspool between now and December 25th, you will get a year's subscription paid in full. Our gift to you, to the Occidental Quarterly. It is the West's premier journal. It offers Western perspective on man, politics, and culture, written by many of the guests that are featured here on a nightly basis, people like Dr. Thomas DeLorenzo. So if you want that, that's our gift to you. Go make a donation at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and we will send you a very good Christmas gift, our treat. We're going to take a break. We're going to get back down to business when the cesspool continues right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, back to work. Welcome back to the show. Now in our second hour tonight, Saturday, November 29th. What a month this has been. You know, we've had five shows. There's been five Saturdays in November. Each one of them has been jam-packed. If you've missed any of our broadcasts this month, I encourage you to go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, go to our broadcast archives brought to you by RBN, and dive in, dig in, little Thanksgiving leftovers there for you in the archives. You're not going to want to miss it. And we've got a great show still coming for you tonight. I mentioned that if you donate $100 or more between now and Christmas, you're going to get a nice year's subscription to the Occidental Quarterly, a great magazine. And also, I want to make mention of one other organization that you might want to check out to do your Christmas shopping. I don't know if it's an organization, it's a business. But it's Patriotic Flags. Patriotic Flags. You can do all your Christmas shopping there. They've got over 700 flags there. Very hard to find flags, including the Viking Raven banner and the Vinland flag. I mean, exclusive flags that are available nowhere else. And they've also got a lot of T-shirts that I think will make listeners of our program happy. I'm really high up on this business. So go check them out at patriotic-flags.com, and that's www.patriotic-flags.com, and that's, you don't spell out the dash, it's, you know, a dash. All right, anyway, Jews oppose free speech in Canada. What's going on in Canada? Well, I'll give you the story. It's a short story. But a government panel in Canada, get this, a government panel actually doing something favorable to our people and for the freedom of speech, has recommended that the country scrap its notorious Section 13 laws against hate speech, which is, of course, enforcement of just about everything. Well, it boils down to what hate speech is, of course. I don't need to tell you. It boils down to laws that punish white people for criticizing non-whites and Muslims and Jews and homosexuals, any minority. But after the Moon Report recommended the repeal of Section 13, the Canadian Jewish Congress demanded that the government ignore the panel and keep outlawing freedom of speech. And I'm pretty sure that the Canadian Jewish Congress is going to have its way. You can read more about this at my blog. I provided some links for you there at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And again, everybody, you feel froggy, jump in the cesspool with me. I want to hear your comments and questions on some of these issues I'm bringing to your attention right now here over the course of the next 10 minutes or so. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. We want to hear from you. We want to put you on the air live. 1-800-313-9443. It's Christianity. Now, hate. I got a quote from you here. Quote, I have to vote in favor of love and against hate, end quote. Those are the words of Beaufort, South Carolina County Commissioner, Laura Van Harten. Now, what's she referring to? Did the county want to build a statue of Hitler? Did they want to open a museum that celebrates lynching? No. They were simply debating whether to make a slight zoning change that would allow a Catholic church and school to expand. Commissioner Van Harten declared that she had to take a stand for, quote-unquote, human rights, and because Roman Catholics oppose abortion and don't allow female priests, she had to oppose the change to the zoning in order to oppose hate. I mean, can you believe this? Can you believe? Just another example. I mean, examples, I guess, of this political correctness, this cultural Marxism run amok or a dime a dozen here in America in this day and age in the year 2008. But, I mean, does it get any more brazen and ridiculous than that? She had to vote against this proposed zoning change because the zoning change would allow a Catholic church to expand. And she did so because she had to oppose hate. She's in favor of love. And, well, you get the idea. Read more about it again at my blog, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and a whole link there that'll take you to the original story. You know, what are we doing about it? Are we speaking out? Well, you know, I am. Our guests are. Our listeners do. But by and large, what are you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not pointing the finger at my listening audience. I mean, the listeners here at RBN and the listeners to the Political Cesspool are really on the front lines of this culture war, as Pat Buchanan called it. But, you know, what are we doing? What are you doing to make a difference in this country for our culture, for our people, for our heritage? Because these people, like the South Carolina Commissioner Lauren Van Harten, I mean, she's certainly making a difference for the Marxists, for the left, for those who oppose Christianity and are anti-American. And we've got to be equally vigilant, and eternally vigilant. And that's the motto of our show, no retreat, no surrender, no apology. I'll get off my soapbox now. But, I mean, we are being bombarded every day by these forces, and the least we can do is fight back and speak up. Kyle in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Kyle.
Hey,
actually, Beaufort, South Carolina is really is a two-sided coin here. You see, you got Beaufort, and then you got Hilton Head. And I'm guessing, I hadn't heard about this woman before, but I guess she's representing Hilton Head, where you got all these wealthy people from New York and Massachusetts that have moved down. You've got the same situation in parts around Charleston and other parts of South Carolina. But Beaufort, in general, is a pretty big stronghold for the right wing in South Carolina. In fact, there were several counties that passed local laws to crack down on illegal aliens, and Beaufort County was the first county that did it. And there's been some really conservative state reps and state senators from Beaufort over the years, And there was just a few years ago, one of the public schools in Beaufort banned Confederate flags, which have been banned in schools because the public, most of the public schools are either half black or all black. And so they've all banned Confederate flag attire. With this one, about 100 white high school kids showed up and protested in front of the school. And,
oh, good
and
for them.
Held a big impromptu rally.
Good for them.
And so there's a lot of, and the back in the late 90s, the CFCC held a Confederate flag march in Beaufort with about 500 people. So there's a lot of our kind of people down there. So
no,
I'm really
well,
shocked.
There's no doubt. I mean, you know, I'm just I have no doubt of that whatsoever. And certainly, it's, and in fact, they're quite rare before the vote and the grandstanding of these governmental officials to reflect the will of the citizenry in any given precinct or district or state. You know, for whatever reason, I mean, there's a great disconnect. People continue to elect folks that do not mirror their beliefs, but that's a whole other story. But no, I mean, I'm sure the people there in South Carolina is a good state.
It's
a strong conservative state. And this measure may well have failed. And I'm not, you know, just because you got some idiot up there on the county commission saying that she had to oppose the zoning change to oppose the hate of Christianity or whatever. I mean, this may have very well have failed. You know, it might have gone on to pass. But the point is, you got people like this saying stuff like this, and what are our people doing? Well, not much.
Well, you had the same situation in there's a suburb of Charleston called Mount Pleasant, which is really wealthy, and basically it's a stronghold for both neoconservatism and for the left wing, because it's all people that have moved down from New York City and Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And when the CFCC was holding protests around the state, well, everywhere he went in the middle of the state, in the upstate, it was like 100% of the people was cheering for us. Well, we go to Mount Pleasant, and because Senator Lindsey Graham has an office along the main road in Mount Pleasant, we're standing there. We're at this intersection, and in one direction along the intersection is a neighborhood that's been black for hundreds of years, and then the rest of Mount Pleasant is all white. Well, all the blacks that were turning this corner were all waving and giving us thumbs up, and all these rich white people in nice cars from New York City and Massachusetts were flicking us off and giving obscenities at us. But it was the only place that we demonstrated where we had people attacking us.
Well, yeah, and that doesn't surprise me either, because, you know, a more recent example, well, I don't know if it's more recent, but another example of that kind of what I guess you would think would be an anomaly is that in Mississippi, which is a very black state, it overwhelmingly passed to keep the Confederate flag as a part of their state flag, and that was just a couple of years ago. So, you really got to break through
Yankee
the propaganda and get down to what's really going on the streets. But, you know, again, that's neither here nor there.
They need some more whites from New York City to move down there and teach them what they're supposed to hate.
Yeah, I think so. And elect them to the you know, county commissions of these towns. Well, thanks for calling in and giving us a South Carolinian's perspective on a South Carolina issue here, at least pertaining to the city of Beaufort. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Okay.
A lot more to come. I'm going to save my rant against eHarmony and James Dobson for the third hour. Hell, I might get into it in just a second. You don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. That's what makes this show so fun. We just roll. We got to roll into break right now, but we'll be back in just a moment when the political cesspool continues. Oh, we got 20. Okay, well, never mind. We got 20 seconds. All right, well, anyway, not enough to get into another topic, but remember our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. And if you're not on our mailing list, you ought to be. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and sign up for our mailing list. A lot more to come when the cesspool continues with me, James Edwards, and you, my loyal listeners. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
We're having so much fun tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want you to forget that coming up a little bit later on in the show, during our third hour, you're going to hear from the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, the big rock and roller, Cat Scratch Fever. Well, Cat Scratch Fever has infected the Political Cesspool tonight. We're going to be talking with Ted himself. You're not going to want to miss that. So I don't know if it's going to be the highlight of the night, because the whole show is going to be so good and has been so good. Dr. Thomas DeLorenzo, what a guest. But it's definitely going to be an interview that I think you're going to be talking about for a few days. I know we got a caller from Oklahoma on the line. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but I want to quickly make mention of a disgusting state of affairs that's going on somewhere. I don't know where. Doesn't matter, here in America. And then I'm going to save my vitriol and rant against eHarmony for the third hour. But that ought to be fun. It says Texas. Miss Texas, a beauty pageant for Miss Texas, is being held at a gay bar this year, hosted by a drag queen. Read all about it. Homosexuals, of course, have long been one of the driving forces behind the scenes of beauty pageants. But now they're getting tired of being in the closet, so to speak. I want to be out front with the real ladies. So while having a drag queen host a Miss Texas beauty pageant at a gay bar is no doubt a first, it's far from being the last if current trends continue. It won't be that long before the transvestites and other perverts start demanding to be allowed to enter these beauty pageants because, of course, discrimination is hate. If it's hate to ban non-white women, which they used to do at these things, it's hate to ban men, too, because liberals will tell you that all that matters is what's on the inside. Physical characteristics are meaningless, and we're all equal. Only a Nazi would say that Miss America has to be a woman. Stay tuned for more in that development in the culture war. That's going on right now in Texas, ladies and gentlemen. It gets worse and worse all the time, and it's up to us to stop it. Maybe Jack can stop it. Jack from Tulsa, you're on the line.
Hi, James. How are you today?
Doing good. Nice to hear from you.
Well, yeah, it's great to be part of your radio program. Hey, I just wanted to call on the topic of free speech. There was a big victory in London last week with Dr. Frederick Tobin, who is an Australian citizen.
Absolutely.
And I think he wrote some things on the Internet regarding the Holocaust. And when he was in London, he was arrested and by the London police, and where it's not a crime to say anything about the Holocaust that's not orthodox. And he was going to be extradited to Germany, where his prosecutor said he would almost certainly spend 5 years in solitary confinement. Now, when this was brought before the judge said that there wasn't enough evidence, that it wasn't a clear, the accusations were unclear, and really they had done a very poor job, and it was a significant victory because this was all reversed.
Yeah, Jack, you're exactly right, and let me be clear. I want to set the record straight here, and I very much appreciate you for bringing that to my attention. I actually knew about that, but I appreciate you bringing it to my attention now while we're on the air so I can make give you a little more details about that. I don't believe that we are resigned to defeat, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, quite the opposite is true, or else I wouldn't be doing this, investing as much time, sweat, and effort as I'm doing in this movement. I believe what one man can do, another can do, and I think that we can alter the course of the future. I believe that we can turn the rudder and we can enjoy victories, and certainly one was enjoyed there in London. Reverend Ted Pike, who has been on this show probably more than any other single guest in the history of our program, was on a couple of months ago when Dr. Frederick Tobin was first arrested for so-called hate speech and denying the Holocaust. You know, it looked very dire at the time. Well, now, as Jack just mentioned, Dr. Tobin has actually been the recipient of justice, you know, and he beat the rap, or the so-called rap, and he is not going to have to go to jail for speaking his mind. And this is good. We need to build upon this. We need to ensure that this continues. And I'm sure you can read more about it at truthtellers.org. We'll talk more about this next week. We're not really going to have enough time to get into an in-depth discussion of it, but it is very important, and it is encouraging. A little encouragement is never a bad thing. I think it's important that we be well aware and well versed as to some of the disturbing trends that we're facing, but certainly we should take pride in the victories that we sustain too, and Fred Tobin won a victory. Dr. Tobin won a great victory over there.
James, and, can I say one more thing about that?
Sure, and we got about 30 seconds before break.
Okay, real quick, the Jewish Chronicle had an article about this. They talked about this in detail, and they were against arresting Tobin because they said this could backfire on him. If Israel disintegrated, the Palestinians could use the same laws against the Jews.
Well, you know, if they said that, and even if their motives are selfish, you know, they're right. And you know, I'm glad if they had any role in, you know, any hand in the verdict here or the decision, then good. We got to go to break, Jack. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for reminding me to bring that up, because that is something we ought to have been talking about tonight. Got to go to break. We're going on to our next guest, and the political cesspool continues with James Edwards right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
And now let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We are now halfway through the program, and it's great to be back with you. I don't know what's going to be more fun, the first half or the second half, but we're going to have a lot of fun right now for the next few minutes anyway. I'm really excited to be able to interview the fearless woman we have on the air with us now, Kathy Schadl. She is a Canadian poet, author, and blogger, and you're really going to want to check out her blog. It's entitled 5 Feet of Fury, and we're going to let you know how you can access that before the interview is done. She's written a book about what's going on up there in Canada, which everyone needs to read because it's coming to America soon. The book is called The Tyranny of Nice, and we're going to find out all about it right now. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
I am doing good. Much better now, believe it or not. So good to be with you. I normally say thanks for being with us, but we're with you tonight. And thanks for staying up a little bit late. I know you're on East Coast time. It's past midnight, and you're hanging in there like a real trooper.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you again. Tell us a little bit about yourself. This is your first program, or your first interview with us at least, and just in case people out there haven't heard of you before, certainly they should have, but if they haven't, let them know where you're coming from.
Okay, well, I've been blogging for 8 years now. I was one of the first people to start a blog on the Internet and in 2000, and I've been a professional writer for many years now, And I do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And my latest project is fighting the human rights commissions that we have up here in Canada. And I've been doing that for about a year now since some people I know got hauled up before them. Some of us decided to make war on these people who have been censoring Canadians for such a long time. And I finally, with the help of my co-writer, we wrote a book about it, as you said, called The Tyranny of Knife. And it's about how the Canadian Human Rights Commissions are going after Christian conservatives in Canada, and how that might be coming to America if you guys don't learn your lesson from us.
Well, you know, most, it's a sad realization. Most first world countries have this sort of, thought tyranny. America is one of the few that still doesn't have so-called hate speech laws. But, you know, it's hanging by a thread, as you know, Kathy. They've tried to pass it numerous times before and are becoming increasingly close to doing so. We're going to do our best to stave that off, hopefully for a long, long time, hopefully forever.
I hope so, but, you know, one of the problems is that, like us, you guys have those hate speech codes on a lot of your college campuses. So if you imagine, as my friend Mark Stein puts it, Canada is one big college campus. The kind of crazy rules that you hear about on American college campuses that, you know, devil's food cake is racist or whatever it is this week.
Yep.
Well, that's life in Canada. So Canada's one big college campus, and the problem is you've got millions of kids who go through the system. They come out the other end thinking, well, this is how the whole world should be. So our problem, you know, what we're trying to say to you guys is, well, you've got the First Amendment, but it's only going to take three, you know, how many justices is Obama going to appoint? Three? You know, like this could be a big problem. And you've got millions of people already living in America who are young and kind of stupid. And to them, this sounds like a great idea, being able to censor everything that everybody says.
Well, they certainly...
And believe me, we're fighting back up here, but it's a little hard because that's the culture. That's the left-wing establishment culture up here as well as down there.
Well, you know, I'm 28 years old, and my generation is... pretty pathetic, and we've got to do more. I say we. I mean, anybody with common sense has to do more. It's hard. You've got constant saturation, constant indoctrination, in the media and in churches, even certainly in the halls of academia, as you just mentioned. And most of my contemporaries are very left leaning, so to speak. But nevertheless, we're going to continue to engage ourselves in this battle. And what you did, Kathy, I called you fearless, and I don't throw around compliments lightly, but, to go against the powers that be in a nation like Canada that has these stringent laws, I mean, people are going to jail for speaking out. It has to take a lot of courage. Quick question. What motivated you to take such courageous stands? I mean, very few people are willing to challenge the false gods of cultural Marxism.
Well, it's a whole bunch of stuff. I guess I could put it down to everything from going to Catholic school, where we were always taught that there's some things worth dying for, and you should take a stand. And I'm an old punk rocker at heart. I'm a little older than you, and this just hit me in the gut when I started hearing about what was going on. Like most Canadians, I really didn't know what these human rights commissions were. They didn't make the papers. They were pretty much working under the radar, because what they did is that they would mostly pick on white Christian conservatives or some combination thereof. So their modus operandi, as I discovered throughout the last year, is that employees of the government would go on the internet, and they would sign up to these so-called hate sites, like some white supremacist group, say, a site that had probably 10 readers at most. They would sign on to these sites, and they would write hateful things. They would engage people on the site in conversation, and then, believe it or not, they would then turn around and charge the person who ran the site with publishing hate speech. Now, I don't know about you, this sounds like entrapment to me, but, you know, we won't get into the legal issue here. So some friends of mine actually got caught up in this. See, what happened was they were going along just fine, spending millions of our tax dollars doing this kind of thing. And they would go after not just, you know, so-called neo-Nazis, but they went after a Catholic bishop in Alberta.
Right, right.
Because they said to him, oh, your letter about how gay marriage is against Catholic teaching, that's hate speech, you know, believe it or not. So this was kind of crazy and goofy. But then my friend Mark Stein, who you might know, he's the author of the book America Alone about how Muslim immigration, you know, is going to affect the Western world.
Mm-hmm.
And for publishing an excerpt of his book in our biggest magazine, it'd be kind of like Newsweek or Time, a bunch of Muslims decided to take him to the Canadian Human Rights Commission for publishing hate speech. And then another associate of mine named Ezra Levant, he has a magazine, or had, in Alberta, and he was one of the only people in North America who reprinted those Mohammed cartoons that
right.
caused the big stink a few years.
I remember those fondly.
And the thing is, as we look back now and kind of laugh at it, if the crazy Muslims in Canada could have picked the two worst people to go after, they did. Because Ezra Levant and Mark Stein are two people who you do not want to get angry with him. And they decided to do the thing that the Catholic groups and all these other groups had been too cowardly to do, frankly. They decided to fight back. And these are not the kind of guys you want them on your side.
Right.
And what they ended up doing was doing the opposite of what everybody else had done. Everybody else had sort of paid the fine, which is more like extortion. And some of them had had their websites taken down. They were bankrupted because, you know, they don't have the money to... most of the people they went after were working-class people. And also, there was one guy who was a reverend, and he has a lifetime speech ban against quoting certain passages of the Bible because they offended this guy, this gay guy, who took him to court. So all this stuff was going on. I had no idea until two people I know got caught up in it. And in the last year or so, basically we've been fighting this online war with the Human Rights Commissions. And in the process, because Ezra and I started exposing the way that they do things up there, we're being taken to court for libel. And I can't talk about it too much, but let's put it this way. It's a former employee of the Canadian Human Rights Commission who used to do this entrapment on the web. And it would be like Ted Bundy suing you for calling him a serial killer. We know he did it. He knows he does it. He's admitted under oath that he does it. But we, you know, the ordinary Canadian who pays the millions of dollars that keeps this in business, see, they weren't supposed to know what was being done with their taxes. So I'm in trouble. Everybody's in trouble. We're all in trouble. But my readers have paid all my legal expenses so far because they agree with what I'm doing and what Ezra and my friends are doing. And what has happened is that instead of making it go away, all this controversy has just reached the point where we are this close to having the whole thing shut down.
What a miracle that would be.
It would be amazing because they've been harassing people for 15 years. They've ruined people's lives. They've bankrupted people. And, you know, I guess it took some people to just say, oh, to hell with it. I'm not putting up with this anymore. And just seeing what would happen if we finally fought back. What would happen? Because Canadians aren't really like that. And so we fought back. We realized, you know what, not only did the world not come to an end, but all these thousands of people have come to our assistance, and we think we're going to basically change history in Canada.
Well, you see, and this is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is an incredible story that we're bringing to you tonight, and we thank Kathy for providing us with the story and with the testimony here, because this just goes to show what one dedicated activist can do. And if we choose to fight, others will come to fight with us. I mean, not very many people have the initiative to be a self-starter. But once you blaze a trail, people will follow that trail. And Kathy Shadle and her her friends and her colleagues up there are blazing a trail that very well could, hopefully, God willing, overturn some of these hate crime laws and legislations up there in Canada, and at least, at the very least, would perhaps put an end to this entrapment that she's speaking of. And all of these activities, Kathy, all of the what you've gone through up there, this is what led you to write the book, right? The Tyranny of Nice. This book documents your story.
Yeah, this is the first book that has documented what's been going on. My co-author and I were writing so many articles about it for places like Pajamas Media and Front Page, and he was writing for the Washington Times. And he was interviewing Mark Stein about his case, and Stein mused aloud, "It would be so great if somebody wrote a book about this." And being an enterprising fellow, Pete said, Kathy and I are going to write one. Mark said, "I'll write the introduction." And with Mark Stein's name on the cover, this basically got us the book contract and has really got the story out there. To me, it's really not about the book. I've written books before, and my old thing is, if you want to see your name in print, open up the phone book. There's nothing glamorous about it. This is about trying to get Canadians to know what their extorted tax dollars are paying for. They're paying for people at the government to do things like steal people's Wi-Fi internet connection so that, they realize that we are kind of onto them. So they thought, well, what we'll do is we'll use this strange woman's internet connection down the street from us, and we'll use it to post the anti-Semitic comments on the internet. So you imagine her surprise when she hears in the paper that the, internet connection of Miss So-and-so was used to do this when they had a hearing. I mean, now the poor woman's name is all over the internet as some kind of anti-Semite when this is like Watergate. They stole the woman's internet connection so they could use it to do this entrapment thing, because they knew we were after them. You see, like, it just, people don't believe these stories, but you have to believe me. The stuff that goes on is incredible, and it all started with good intentions. This was all about, making it illegal to put signs in the window that said things like "No dogs, no Irish," but it evolved from signs in the window to words in a magazine and words on the internet. And the people at the Human Rights Commission, as far as they're concerned, anything that hurts anybody's feelings, you should be charged for.
Unless you're a white Christian, of course.
Oh, exactly. See, there are only certain groups who are allowed to bring these charges, and Christians are they're probably the only group. Heterosexual white male Christians are excluded from being able to sue.
Now, is that an absolute fact?
Yeah.
That is absolutely incredible. The hypocrisy there. I mean, my goodness.
It's true. If there are Christians who have said, okay, fine, let's use this, and they've gone after gay magazines that have made fun of the Pope or what have you, which happens all the time. The anti-Catholic and anti-Christian things that you would read in a gay newspaper here in Toronto would your hair would stand on end. But no Christians are allowed to sue. They've tried, and they've been told, well, you're not a minority, you're not gay, you're not a little ethnic group and all this. So they have to put up with it. There's a little Catholic magazine that's being sued for stuff that they printed about, 15 years ago. All of it is just Christian teaching about homosexuality.
Right.
Some guy has taken to the Human Rights Commission, and it's cost them $20,000 to fight this now, and it's still going on. It cost Ezra Levant $100,000 at least, and he's a lawyer himself, to fight for his right to have the Muhammad cartoons. It ended up bankrupting the magazine. The magazine doesn't exist anymore. Oh, and by the way, his case was dismissed, but you can't sue for costs, and so he will never get this money back. Whereas the imam, the Muslim imam who sent this in as a handwritten complaint full of Quranic citations about how he was the ancestor of the Prophet Muhammad and so forth, all his fees are paid by the taxpayer. So any, I could sue you with this, and it would never cost me a dime, but it would cost you, you know, years of your life. It takes about 5 years to go through, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Ezra was the one who said, you know what, because he's a lifelong troublemaker, he'd admit it to you right now, I'm going to make some hay with this. And he went on YouTube and talked about it, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people saw this stirring defense of free speech that he made, and suddenly he had allies all over the world.
Hey, Kathy,
and,
hold that thought right
know,
there. Don't want to
me.
Cut you off,
and
but
so,
we do have to go to a hard break.
Sure.
The political cesspool will continue, ladies and gentlemen, right after this break on RBN with our guest, Kathy Shadle.
Walking down the street, we get the funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the program. On the line now with us is author Kathy Shadle, and she has written the book Tyranny of Nice. You know, Kathy first came to our attention about a week or two ago for her skewering of P.J. O'Rourke. P.J. O'Rourke was a once funny writer who's now shown himself to be nothing more but the Wayland Smithers of the GOP. But you've got to go to our blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org and read just how fearless Kathy is. Her response to O'Rourke was, well, it couldn't have been better.
Could not have been better.
Absolutely, absolutely perfect. So we want to bring that up because we're not going to have time to get into that issue, but you can go read about it at thepoliticalcesspool.org. What a lady. We're talking with her, though, about her book, The Tyranny of Nice, which talks about her battle against hate crimes legislation, the battle in defense of free speech in Canada. Kathy, I understand that people can order the book now and find out what's going on up there. And it's not just a great story. It's one that will have perhaps a very favorable outcome for our people if you are, in fact, victorious. And we want to do everything we can to make sure that you are. The least we can do is buy the book, which is being pushed by the Conservative Book Club, which is a very prestigious honor.
Yeah,
tell us about
it. Were really thrilled by that. They contacted us incredibly, and that's a big deal for a tiny, tiny Canadian publisher, let alone a Canadian Christian publisher, with a small book. The woman who runs it is a fan of my blog. When she saw the ad I put up for the book, she said, "We'll take some." And they placed a huge order, and they put up a beautiful review of the book on their site. So if you're a member of the Conservative Book Club or if you want to join, you can add it and make it your $1 pick. And then you can get it for only a dollar if you want to. And we're so thrilled by that. And there are other ways to order it through 5feetoffury.com. And we do have a website called thetyrannyofnice.com as well. And so it's available in all kinds of different ways. We're in our second printing already after only a few weeks. So there is a demand out there in Canada and in the U.S. to just hear. This is kind of like a field guide, you know, how to fight back. And I hope people will get some advice and get some moral support out there. It can be done. The world doesn't come to an end. It's hard. But once you put your voice out there, I've been getting letters from all over the world, donations from all over the world. There are people out there who will help you, so don't fight alone. You won't have to.
Amen to that, Kathy. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know to what extent, comparatively speaking, we've experienced the same outpouring of affection and support, but certainly I think I can relate to what you're talking about here. And it's certainly an honor to live your life on the front lines. You've done it. We've done it to a certain extent, I guess. But, you know, I salute you, my friend. And I lied to you, Kathy. I told you I was going to let you go after this segment. If you don't mind, spend just 5 more minutes with us. We got to go to another break. And I want to keep you on for one more 5-minute segment. We got to go to break. We'll be back right after
this. Okay, great.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Let me tell you why